Ben Simon Lamed Gimel, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Let us again start Sif Aleph. Im Niskalko Eir Shal Shnei Batim Mibotei Harosh. We explained this yesterday, that we're speaking about the Eir, which are between the Batim, in the inside of the Batim. It's not Nira Mibachut. That means the Parshis are in Batim, and each bayis has its teufen, its wall, and there's a kra, there's a rip, there's a cut. In the oir shel shnei batim mibotei harosh, the two batim of the botei harosh, there's a kra, zeh eitzel zeh, and one bayis is next to the second bayis, that means there is not in between the two batim a bayis sholem. If there is between the two batim a bayis sholem, so it seems that this bayis sholem strengthens the two batim which have a kra, which is surrounding it. But if we have two batim, one next to the other, and there's a kra in each bayis, so the halach is as follows. Im ha-tfilin yishonim, if these are old tfilin, psulim, so then it is posel. This kra will posel the tfilin. Vimheim chadoshim kesherim, and if they are new tfilin, so then the kra will not posel. And let us just say one bi'ur, one explanation that the Levush brings, perhaps which will give us a clarity in this halacha. The Levush says, and Agavur Chedor HaShulchan says, we have to understand one thing, and perhaps with that, this halacha will get much clearer. The batim that Chazal had, number one, the stomach was made from dakais, not from gasais. And the batim were soft and pliable. These were batim. They were merube, however they made it merube, but the batim were soft. As the batim aged, so there's as far as they got harder, they got stiffer. Now, that's one svore, that when it was new batim, they were soft. And when they became older, they got harder and stiffer. Now, here it says, we have here a kra, we have here a small rip or cut in the doifnei habayis mibifnim. That means inside this four batim. And we have here one bayis next to the other, and each one has a rip in it. So now the Mechaber says, If the batim are old, it's posel. And let us so the Levush says pshat. What's this svara? The svara is I attribute the kra. This rip. Why did it rip? It's not exposed to anything. Why did it rip? I opened up the tool and I see a. Why did it rip? So I assume that the rip occurred because of the yoshin, because it's old, that's why it is ripping. So if it's old, so I can assume it will rip further. If the cause of the rip is the yoshin, that it got so old that it's starting to rip. So Mamelis, I say like this, if one bias is next to the other, and there's no bias sholem in between, I have nothing which can be mechazik the two batim, so then I assume that the rip will continue. That's why it's possible. Vimheim chadoshim, but what if these are new batim? These are new batim. So whatever, why they ripped, I don't know. But al kaponim, I don't have to assume that the rip will continue because the new batim. So even though I have one bias next to the other bias, afalpikain, it is kosher. Kolzman shoir moishe babatim kaim. So we're speaking about the whole shaila is only if the fondness, the walls of the inner batim are torn. So if it's a new batim, I don't have to assume that the ripple continue. And all I have to make sure is that the titure is complete. So the whole problem is the inside, I don't have to be concerned. So the Mishnah Berurah explained, the Ramos says that this whole shaila in Dion is only on the inner defilements of the bottom. But just like we need that the titura should be shalem, so we need the outside of the bottom should also be shalem. Fine. The yesh oimrim lehepach, others say, punkfakel. The yishonim ksheirim. If it's the tefillin are old, so I say fakert, the older it gets, the stiffer it gets, the stronger it gets. So I do not have to be concerned by a small kra, a small rip, that it will go further. Fakert, the leather is stiff and strong. It gets stronger as it ages. Ubachadoshim psulim. Chadoshim, as we mentioned before, and Doche Shulchan says we know that there, tefillin, their new tefillin were soft. So by Mele, if it was soft, so if the oil is soft, so then there's a mokim to be concerned, maybe the kra will continue. V'nirali, v'yesh lahachmer livso b'shnei. So there's a machlekes apoiskim. When am I concerned that the inner kra will get larger? So the machlokes, others say that if it's old, then I assume that the siba of the kra is it aged, and that's why it's starting to rip. So my mele, then they have to be concerned it might go further. And others say that they only have to be concerned by a kra, by new tefillin, because since the oir is not stiff and strong enough, it might continue. Right? So the Rama says we have to be machma by both. We have to be machma by both. Now what is called new tefillin? The Eilu Heim Chadoshim, Kolzman Shim Hoyu Moishchem Oysom Beretzueis Habayis Nispashit, the bias spreads apart. V'niftach nikro chodosh. V'meinai niftach nikro yosho. Now, this is very interesting. You will understand this since we explained that their batim were soft. So now the Mechaber says something very interesting. When is it still called that the tefillin are new chadoshim? It's called nu as follows. This is your bias. You put it, I just made tefillin. Now, by the new tefillin, bizman chazal, this is not our tefillin. By the new tefillin, if the whole bias, the titure, the mabata, was one oil, so it's all connected, now I'm going to pull the mabata. I'm just going to pull the mabata. So since the whole tefillin was soft oiris, so the bottom separated. The bottom separated. By the new tefillin, the bottom separated. And we can understand this because the bottom, bizman, chazal, when they were new, was soft. So you pulled the mabalte, you pulled the resuah over here, so the bottom separated. So that means, kolzman, the bottom are so flexible that by pulling the mabalte, the bottom will separate. That's called it's new and it's soft, and that's the mailav chadoshim. The minute when you pull the mabalte and the bottom won't separate, that is the din of yosha. Now let's just go a little further. Ve'elim chadoshim, kol zman, which the Mechaber holds that chadoshim, you don't have to be concerned that the kra will spread further, so even though the kra is in one bias after the other, is kol zman shim hoyom moishchem oisam beretzuis habayis mispashet. When you pull them about, the bias will be mispashet, so that's called new tefillin. They're very flexible still, and the mele, So then I don't have to be concerned of a kilkul of Yoshin. He may not niftach, but if it doesn't open up, nikro Yoshin. When this kalkulu shnayim ze shaloi genegetzeh, what happens? So we just said that the whole psul only applies if I have, the whole psul only applies if I have the two batim, one next to the other, and there's not a bayi sholem bentayim. But in this kalku shnayim says shaloi kenegetzeh, rishon ushlishi, that means the first bias is a kra and the daifan apnimi. The third bias is a kra, the daifan apnimi. And between them there's a bayi sholem, is ksheirem afulohem yeshenem. But if all three batim, one next to the other, became the zakra in all three batim, then it's possible. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot meches, abayis mispashit. The ma'abarta is one big oil with the batim, so then it can come about when you schlep the ma'abarta, the batim will open up. We make from two oilies, so we don't have the simen by pulling the ma'abarta, nothing will happen with the batim, since it's a separate oil. Rishen Shlishi. But afilu, according to the first day, that by Yeshonim, by old Philim, one bias next to the other, and there's a kra, and each bias, it's possible, but if there's the first bias, and the third bias is a kra, and between these two batim, there's a bias sholem, ratzalayma, to bezeh mikri zeh sholoi keneged zeh, Afilu in the third bias is a kra on both sides. Kosher kimin sheish bias sholem mafsik beinayim. Since between the first bias and the third bias there's a bias sholem, so this will strengthen the two batim on each side, and I don't have to be concerned that the kra will continue. But if the kra was in two batim, one next to the other, av the kra echad be bayis echad miminoi, even though the kra bayis beis is on the right side, the right oifim, or kra sheni be bayis hasheni mismoiloi, and the second kra and the third bayis is on the left side, av a pike mikri zekin agad zeh, even the shnei batim aim smuchim la'adodi chanal b'sivkot and gimel. But it says further, but if you have a kra and three batim, b'chol inyin it's possible, po l'rabis afilu chadoshim d'chshav n'le'el b'beis afilu b'zeitzel zeh mikol bokim b'gimel possible. Okay, so this is this halacha, and mizmaneinu, this is b'chlau, it's not shchiach by us b'chlau, who opens up the bottom to see. This can only be seen, the person opens up the bottom, then he can see if there's a kra in the between the two bottom. No kaponim, and the Ocha Shulchan says, our tefillin are very strong, so he doesn't know b'chlau how these halachas are applicable b'zmaneinu. Now, let's talk about a second halacha, which could be negeya to us. Im nifsiku tefilas atfilin. Now we're talking about, we have the tefilas in the tetura. We have 12 tefilas, three on each side, and everything is sewn together. Now, nifsiku tefilas atfilin. One, the tefilas got cut. Tefilas atfilin. Now we'll see like this. La Rambam, according to the Rambam, im hoyu shtey tfizoys zu bitzatzu oy shnefseku gimol tfiles a filu zu shloike negatzu a rei eilu psulem. Now to understand what he just said over here he has a nice picture. Here we have zu bitzad zu means zu keneged zu. That means I have, here's my tefillin, here it's sold all around, and in one place the tefillah is cut on the top and on the bottom. That means in this area where you have a tefillah, you have three tefillahs on each side, one tefillah, the top and bottom are cut. That's case number one. Case number two is I have, not zukinagizu, I have three places the tefillahs were cut. Let's say on the bottom. Here's one, here's two, and here's three. So the Rambam says there are two cases that the tefillahs were cut, either the same tefillah from the top and the bottom, is case number one, or case number two, I have three tefillahs on one side, let's say on the bottom, which were cut. So the Rambam says as follows. We'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about the whole Huffentuch. We'll talk about that too. Harei Eilu Psulim. It's possible. Bameh Dvorim Amurim B'Yishonim. That's if the tefillin is old. So then, two tefillahs, one kenegezer, or three pasuls, the tefillin. Avol b'chadoshim, but by new tefillin, she'er Moshe b'batim kayim k'sherim. And the oil of the Moshe, the tetura, is gans, it's kosher. So now we have here, it's very vague at the present time, but let's just say the words. So the Rambam, this is the Rambam Shita, that if I have two tefillahs, let's see, the top and the bottom, were torn, it's possible when, if the bottom are Yishonim. So we're connecting somehow the tefillahs to the bottom. If the bottom are Yishonim, then it's possible two, one connected, the one on top of one on the bottom, or three tefillahs. But if it's chadoshim, there's no problem. Fine. Now let's just go a little further. Ve'elu heim chadoshim. When is it called new batim? And when is it called old batim? Is kol she'ichzon mikta so'ir she'nikra tforoi v'toilem boi atfilin v'uchosok ve'enei nifsak. That's called chadosh. Vim ein roi litlois boi elu nifsak rei elu yishonais. Now, this is a very, very interesting halacha, and perhaps with this we'll get an insight to understand the reason of this halacha. Now, we're talking about that here, let's say we have here that two tefillahs are torn. So the Rambam says, when is this possible? If the bias is a yoshen. When is it called a yoshen and when is it called a chodosh? Amuyim de kashir. So he says like this, if you can pick up the place where the tefillah is torn, you'll pick up the tefillah and you'll hold and you pick up the tetura, and you'll hold the tefillin by upholding the tetura. So now, if the tetura is brittle, and it's going to break off, you picked up the tetura, and you wanted to support the bias by holding the tetura, and to your dismay, this chelik that you picked up is so brittle that when you picked it up, it came off. That's called yosham. But if you pick it up and nothing happens, you can support the tefillin by holding up the tefillin. That's called chadosh. Now, so perhaps we can understand the halacha as follows. Let's work backwards. If you pick up the tetura and it's brittle, and you want to pick it up by holding the whole tefillin by through the tetura, it's so brittle it will break off. So that means that the yoshin, the age of the tefillin, made that the tefillin are brittle, so brittle that it, so the age that made the batim brittle, this age mistama made the gidim brittle. So if I have already, I see already there's two tefillin that tore already, and I see that the batim are very old and the aging process affected the batim that it's brittle already, so mistama, these two tefillin is only a message in the siman. The rest is also going to start tearing pretty soon. So it could be that is the svara of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that when is it possible? If the bias is brittle, so then I can assume that the Gidim, that Torah, are also brittle. So two is only a simin, a message that everything is going to go. So therefore it is possible. Could be that pshat in the Salocha. Ve'elein chadoshim. Kol sh'oichsim miktas ha'ersh and nikra tvarei. If you can hold this area where the tvar, where the tvira Torah, the toilin boyatul, you can hold up the tefillin with this. Vulchosik veinin ifsak, so that's called chodosh. So then I don't have to be concerned if one tefillin zekneged zekat got torn. V'meini roilit was boy, but if the bias is so brittle that I can't hold it up, it'll crumble. Re'elo yishonis. So then I assume that just like the bias is brittle, so mistame the tefillin are also brittle. So memele. So then two is only a message that there's more to come, and then everything is possible. Hago. Now the Rama says v'yesh oimrim. The halacha is that it's possible not when it's old. It's possible when it is chadosh. The chadoshim psulim ubi yishonim ksheirim. The old tefillin are kosher and new tefillin are possible. So it could be there the svara is, we mentioned the second, so we mentioned the new tefillin bizman chazal were very soft and pliable. They were soft. They got stronger as they aged. So mamela, if the gid tore when it's still soft, so it would seem that there's a weakness. It seems that there's a weakness in the gid. It didn't, and it tore. So then I can attribute that more will tear. That means the side the gidim, inside the batim gets stronger with age. So if it tore before it aged, I can attribute that in this matzav it will tear more. But toiv lachush l'shtei asvaris, and you should be machma by both. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. La Rambam. So the Rambam Shita is, as far, we just learned the Rambam Shita, that one tefillah zekene gezer is possible by Yishonim, or three tefillahs. Avoshare poiskin pligi alei, umekilim b'chol gavni b'shtei tefillahs. Other poiskin disagree with the Rambam. They hold there's no psul at all b'shtei tefillahs zekene gezer. With the Rambam hold, it is kosher by Chadoshim Machmir Dafilu Tikkun B'Mokim Mehemseklem Hani Dignayuk Shenikra Tikkun B'Shloishim Akayim. They hold by three Tfiris Afilu by Chadoshim, you can't tie it together because the batim do not look very nice, so they have three knots on the tefillos. By Obein b'chadoshim, bein yishon, tzarech lav, sabalit, or mechadosh, meshes b'ar b'to. Zu shaloi, afilu kol echad b'tad acher, each one is a different side, but three tefillos is possible. Weiter. Moisha b'habatim, I know what the turich and how, but the turich should be guns, וגם בזה דעשה רמור, כמו היא בעגור, לאל, וגם הבאתם צריכים להיוס כיומם, אלו שסומח על המיילה, the everything has become, only the tefillos should be torn, לא חוש, רצולוים להחמם, מחמזה לכתחילה בשתי. So my mail is, so the רמור says, לכתחילה, if the tefillos tore, and so we have a machloikis, that by the Rambos Yishonim is possible, Hadoshim is kosher, other holds fakert. So lalache, ach b'mokim she'ev shalim tzei tefillim acherim, what if you don't have other tefillim? V'loi lachzer v'lit for a tefillim, I don't have gidim, eilu, yesh tlisalech ha'makilim, b'psikas ha'tfiris, b'im b'chadoshis, b'im b'yishonis, b'im b'beis tefiris, b'im b'sholish, others hold b'chlal, there's no psul in the tefiris, אך בשולש יזרו שלו איך עלי, ואין בביר הלוך. Okay. Let us go further. These הלוכס are more negaya to us. Now we're going to talk about the ritzuas. Till now speaking about the batim, the tfonis of the batim from the inside, we're speaking about the tfiris. Now we will speak about the ritzuas. Sif Gimel. Oir ha-ritzuas. The oil that the ritzuis are made out of, tzorich shiye me'oir behema chaya v'oif atahoyre. It has to be made from the skin of a behema or a chaya or oif, which is toil. It has to be, that this is melecha shemayim, is only mutter from a dover toil. Yeah, I mean, you can make skin out of a chicken, perhaps. Yeah, I mean, the skin of a chicken can make a ritzuis. What? The oil of chicken, you can make a ritzuis, yeah. I mean, again, we said, Bizman Chazal, their tefillin looked much different than our tefillin. The Oroch HaShul says it was soft tefillin. Didn't have to be in the ritzuis. About the Gemara, you were talking about ritzuis. So you can make ritzuis from oil. The tzorich shei me'ubid lishmoy. Now there's a din by ritzuis, you have to make ibud, number one. You have to be ma'abedit, you put it into a certain type of a mixture which takes off the seyel and softens it. And if this has to be done, lishmat, lishem, tushas tefillin. Lishmai. Another din, ritzuis bein meyer bein michlat kshayris. Now another din, the ritzuis does not necessarily have to be made from the oil. It could be made from cloth. It could be made from cloth. That's also kosher. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. That we'll talk about later. That we'll have later. Hatahirim. Lehuchshiru lemelecha shemayim ela tahoira bilvad. I mean, the lecha shemayim has to be toy. Agav urche, we say over here, this is merdik negeya to us, that the Dogu Mavovas, the Nedi Buda says, just like the ritzue, we're going to learn later, there's a lecha lemoshe misinai, the ritzue has to be black. So he says, so just like the ritzua has to be from a dover hamutter besicha, so the dye that you are using to make the ritzuas black also has to be dover hamutter besicha. That means it has to be made out of from kosher ingredients. And if it's not kosher ingredients, it's puzzle. That's what the Nedi Buda says. But the Nedi Buda says, Amir B'Kachidish. He says, if you blacken the ritzuis with a kosher a kosher dye. Now I want to take shellac, perhaps which is not kosher, and I'm going to cover the retzuah with this shellac. And the purpose of covering this retzuah with the shellac is to ensure that the shachris will remain. So this is not the, that's machshir, the retzuah. The retzuah has to be black, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And just like the retzuah has to come from a dover that's kosher, so this also has to come from a dover that's kosher. That what is blackening it. The shellac, what I'm covering it over, he says, that shellac is not halacha m'Sinai. I'm doing it for a practical purpose, that the shachar should not fall off. He says, that could be a halacha. That's about, so this is, this halacha of it has to be tahirim, al tahirim bobat. You don't teshecht anything, it died. But it's called amin tahir. Kosher means, I feel it's not geshecht, but the animal itself is kosher. That was also good. Because it's amin kosher, it's amin kosher. With a tahirim, the lehushum lecha shemaim el a tahir babad. With tzorich, kol hay tzorich likuvu afilu b'dienet. That means it has to be tahir. Lishmoy, and it has to be mu'ubid lishmoy. Vafilu harambam, the maker bebatim echamavua le'el b'simen lamed bay sif lamed tzayim. The Rambam holds the batim, you don't need ibud lishmoy. Moy dahoche. But the Ritzuah, the Ibud needs Lishma. I am the Levusha B'Mogen Avraham. So the Levusha is a very interesting pshat in the Rambam. He says the Rambam holds the tefillin, the bottom of the tefillin does not need Ibud. The Ibud process makes it soft and pliable. So the Rambam holds the bottom don't have to be soft and pliable. So you can take the oil without Ibud. So you don't need Ibud. So if I make Ibud, it has to be Lishma. I don't need it B'chlal. So it doesn't have to be done Lishma. The Ritzuas have need Ibud because they have to be soft and pliable. So if this is a Tanai in the Ritzuas that has to be soft, so then the Aloch is has to be done L'shem Mitzvah Tefillin. Because this is what is Machshir the Tefillin. That's what the Levush says. Now, Vashchore gam kein sheyia lishma. Now we're going to, these halachas are meredik negeya tos. The Ashchore, making it black, has to be lishma. Vim lo ibdom lishma. What if he didn't make the ibud? We said we need ibud lishma and Ashchore lishma. What if he didn't make the ibud lishma? And in my life, yashchirem achakach lishma. That means there are two processes which are necessary to be done with the ritzuas. You have to make ibud lishma, and then you have to be mashcheret lishma. So if I made one without the other, it won't help. Okay, you bring zameko, nabekveges machma, fine. Shchoyres. Now he said, Allah mash mesine shiur, the two ways. Shchoyres, it should be black. Mibachutz, from the outside. From the outside. Now let's talk about this, what's when this Allah. Shchoyres. Ayin beboruch sha'omar, the mashma midvovov, the mitzvah la'shchiron atziyish chayreis ka'irev. The Sefer Baruch Shomar says it has to be a very dark black. That it means to be chayreis like a raven. It has to be very dark. So the Baruch Shomar says so you paint it and paint it over again and over again until it's real black. And others hold it doesn't have to be so black as long as it has a shame shocher, it's enough. And others hold, the Bir Halacha speaks about this. What if it's blue, a dark blue perhaps? That's also called black. That means lechatul, it should be perhaps a very dark black, but it lost some of its blackness, and it has a color blue, maybe a dark blue. That's also called, halacha, that's called black. Fine. Veda. Now, this is very, very shriach. The imnis yashnu venis mayach mehen hashachas. That means when you bought a tefillin, beautiful, black, shiny, and nice, yet real schwarze tzuis. Now, as time progresses, the shachas, the darkness, rubs off a little bit. Zorich la'shchiron mechadosh. Then, so then, what was. But the halacha is not that you have to make it black. The halacha is it has to be black. So that was, it was black before, and now it got white. So, it's no good. We'll see in a minute. La'shchiron mechadosh la'r b'simen la'med b'yisid la'med test. Ubimokim hiduk akesha motzi moid lehis mayach hashachas v'yesh v'yizoyer paseh moid. So the Mishnah Berurah says he's just telling us that means where you mahadik the kesha to the bias, it rubs there, or the different places in the ritzuis that it rubs and the shachas falls off. So memela, You have to make it black again. Now, let us just talk a few minutes about this halacha, which is meiridik shriach. A person looks at his tefillin, and as time progresses, we'll see some of the shachas falls off, and it's whitish. Now, let us just say a few halachas in this inyan. The Bir Aloche is a Muridike Sophic, others are Mako, but the Bir Aloche is a Sophic. Bir Aloche is a Sophic as follows. Let's say there's a shear of the Ritzua. We have learned that the Ritzua is a certain shear. So he clouds a Shaila. What is the din? If, let us say, the shear of the Ritzua ends here. This is the end of the Ritzua. I have a very big Ritzua. And the shear of the Ritzuah theoretically ends here. If I would cut it off over here, yeah, of course I don't need. If I used it once or not to cut it off, it was miscavish. But Al Kaponim, the shear of the Ritzuah is, let's say, end over here. And the chelik, which is more than the shear, it got rubbed out the color for some reason. It's not shocher. So the Bir Aloche clears a suffix. What is the deal? So one Sadi says, I don't need it, so it's not shocher. But I don't need it at all. That's not, so it should be good. Sadi, it shouldn't be good. Good, I don't. But it's here now. Now it's part of the Ritzuah. So this, and the Aloche is the Ritzuah, it's to be shocher. He blies by Tzorchi in the Mishnah Berurah. Others are Meiko, but Al Kaponim, that's one Shaila. A second shaila, the Mishnah Berurah clears the chelik of the ritzua which slides underneath the ma'abarta, which you don't see. Does that have to be shocher? Doesn't have to be shocher. Also a suffix in Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now let's talk about the very shchiyotik shailas. When the paint, the dye starts peeling off or rubbing off. So you can have this different dargis of rubbing off. You can have small lines, small white chlokim in the ritzua. You can have something bigger. So when is it called that it's white and you have to make it black? When is it so? Al Kaponim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that we only have small dots and you look at it, it's black. Look at it's not an hassle, you have to look at it. You look at it, it's black, and small dots and small lines. He says, you know, to make an asik over it. The Rab Chaim Kanievsky says a very interesting halacha. He says, if you have oimed maruba ala poritz, it'll be good, on all four sides. That means like this, if I have, this is the ritzua, and I have a white spot over here. Here, it's not white, it's not black. Now I'll look on all four sides, here's black, on the top it's black, on the bottom it's black, but in the middle I have a white spot. So he said, if it's surrounded on all four sides With Shachas, he says, I don't have to be concerned about that. If you have this white spot over here on the side, not surrounded on all four sides by him and Baruba Laporet, then that is a problem. They bring down the stipler was Meiridik Machmer. He always used to look at the Ratzuis, and whenever he saw that some of the Shachas fell off, he used to paint it. And remember, when we paint the Ratzuis, you have to say L'shem Kedushas Tum. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Which mitzvah? The paint? We said it has to be kosher. You lost it, Shmir on Yishmura Matzah. It has to be kosher. It comes from a mean kosher. But it's a mean toil. Don't say that it's a mean toil. Yeah. Okay. So if you No. If it's made from glycerin from an avail, it also will be good. But if it's made from glycerin from a chazir or something else, then it's not good.
So any chemical like used